Good morning, everyone. This is Christine. I'm just here very briefly to speak to our Labor candidate. So, good morning, Hamish, and welcome.
Yeah, good morning.
And so, Hamish is representing Labor as a candidate in the Port Macquarie Hastings local government elections. And I'd like, firstly, if you could briefly tell our listeners who Hamish Tubman is.
Yeah, so good morning, everyone. Yeah, so I grew up in Wauchope. So my family background comes from Rowlands Plains, and on my mum's side from North Shore, both farming families. And so, yeah, I grew up in the community. You know, I went to Herders Christian School in Port Macquarie, then to Wauchope High School, and then finished off my schooling at Newman Senior Technical College. So yeah, I've worked throughout the community across, you know, various areas. So while I was at school, and I was working at a farm store in Wauchope here. So actually just down the road from this radio station. And then from there, I worked for a local computer store repairing computers, and then ended up working for the St. Agnes Parish. So while I was working there, I was worked across various industries, like businesses that the parish owns, so like aged care, childcare, disability support services, and then working with the priests themselves as well. So I got to, you know, be across a broad spectrum of the community doing that. So, but moving on from that, so who I am and what my motivations are is that when I was growing up, you know, when I finished high school, you know, you could still buy a house, you know, in the Wauchope area for around that $400,000, $500,000 mark. It was in the price range for, you know, many local people. However, since especially COVID, you know, house prices now, you're looking at $700,000 plus, even in Wauchope and in Port Macquarie. So it's just things have just become really unaffordable, especially for local people. And then, you know, people that didn't previously have houses, and especially younger people are affected by that. So that's something that has been really concerning me, and that pushed me into politics.
Excellent. Yeah. And do you have any hobbies?
Do I have any hobbies? yeah. So I do like learning other languages. So I've been learning Russian for the last few years. So that was quite interesting, just to get a bit of just something different.
Can you speak fluently?
No, I can speak it fluently, and, you know, once I realised learning what a language is like, there's a bit more to fluent than what you would first think.
That's right.
But no, it's been an interesting path.
That's good. That's great. You've got to have some hobbies if you're going to be doing what you're doing here that we're speaking about. So thanks for that. And I note that you have quite a few positive actions, and I'd like you to tell me that what your actions are and what your team are taking on.
Yeah, so as I just mentioned, with, you know, affordable housing, we're looking at more housing options, which I have, you know, looking at tiny homes and other, you know, dwellings and options to make that easier for people to get into the market. Just seem to realise that there's not those starter options for people to get onto the property ladder. So for things like that, we're already, you know, sort of doing to some degree, like, you know, at the state level, Rose Jackson, they're actually putting in 93 apartments in Port Macquarie for social housing. So there's 28 of those apartments of the 93 are social housing, and 66 of those are for affordable units. So things like that, you know, speaking with the ministers and getting those grants to get those, you know, objectives across the line, and also looking at